Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
1-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Everybody says the Moto logo doesn't look like a duck. It does look like a duck. Not when you look at the logo online and it's all crisp and pristine. When it's all rain smeared and coming at you down the side of the A1 something. It's a duck!
When you see the sign then you're in luck.
Oh boy!
It's the Moto duck.
Very happy Friday to you. Slightly sore head after last night's Patreon watch along. They didn't win the car on 3-2-1. Hello, welcome along. I've got a proper treat for you. We've got Evie Lynch, who's talking a little bit more about video games. It's really interesting, the psychology of the whole thing. Before that, of course, great news, which is that wild beavers in England have won the right to remain in their homes. This is in Devon. These beavers are going to be allowed to stay in their homes on the River Otter. Why did you put... But that's great news, and I don't know how well it's going to sit with the stellar news about the so-called developer's charter unfurled this week. It's funny, it's just an interesting it's an interesting thing. The Mirror's got some quite interesting stuff about a guy called Nick Candy. It's like nicking candy. He's a developer. He's donated £100,000 to the Tories in the first quarter of 2020. Still feels like these Tories keep selling their stuff cheap, man. You're selling it very cheap. Although 11 million quid has gone into the Tory party from property tycoons, apparently. That's quite a few people, isn't it? Including Sir Stuart Lipton. He's a developer. He's on the government's planning task force. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense to me. And of course, who could forget the fabulous Robert Jenrick, who said, I regret having been sat next to, having been placed next to those developers that chucked in that money that time. But he says it's complete nonsense to suggest that this is going to result in low quality homes. If you haven't seen the thing, I'm sure you have. They're stripping all of the, basically the council's rights to prevent stuff. It's going to be great. It's going to be really great, guys. I'm excited, and I'm very happy for the beavers, who doubtless will have a great time on the River Otter until it gets diverted to make way for a massive new high-rise block. Is there anything else to tell you about? Well, Japan's got dancing robots now in their baseball games because they can't have people in there, which is kind of fun. Let's move on. Evie Lynch is an actor and campaigner and stuff. She's really great. And I'm going to go as far as to say is a friend of the show. Why not? Simply because I interviewed her once and I've cut it in half and this is the second part. We had her doing her game saves a week or two ago, and we sort of carried on talking a bit, and we were talking about violence in video games, ethical choices in video games. And look, if you know Minecraft, then you're probably not going to mind me explaining Minecraft in great detail. If you don't know what Minecraft is, well, this is a good introduction to it too. I really want to play Minecraft like online so that you can see it. Yes, it sounds like I'm trying to get you to join a cult. That's exactly what I'm trying to do. I think it's an important game. I think it unlocks new mapping stuff in your brain that you maybe can't do so much with lockdown. And I think it's a really interesting way to learn about yourself and other people when you play with them. Anyway, here's Evie.
Game saves.
Play Tomb Raider.
Well, yes, I do. I have. I mean, I don't. There's very little I play really at the moment because really in the last 7 years. But I played some of the last one, and what you said about the horrific death thing was so true. Like, I can't bear it. The way she dies in the new one is just so god awful every time.
It's grisly, yeah. Yeah. Did you play the one? It wasn't the new one. It was the one before where she goes in.
She swims.
I was about to say she swimming goes in those tombs.
But did it start with a level where she kind of swims down underwater? There's like an island or something. I don't know.
I think so. But it was so.
It was like
I just remember it was so disgusting. Like you had to like crawl through tunnels of pure skulls. Like it was horrible. It was so ugly.
And
a lot of the time you'd just be in darkness and you're trying to find your way out. And it was a bit too real.
I feel like some of that, I mean, I have very mixed feelings about the Tomb Raider thing because they were really great games. They were so fun to play. But there was this whole kind of legacy 90s lads mag awfulness about it.
Yeah.
And I feel like they did a lot to sort of try and pull back from that.
Yeah,
tone that down. Then I feel like, why do you need to show these really horrible things happening to this woman?
Mm.
You know what I mean?
That's true. That's kind of sadistic, yeah.
It's a little creepy and weird. And
yeah. That's true. Like, they made her less sexualized, but then they made the violence worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's
true.
I don't know.
And you have to kill so many tigers.
Yeah, what's that all about?
I hated that.
Yeah.
And like the last one we were playing, I think it was the new one. You could get points for like shooting little monkeys or rabbits. You didn't have to do it, but it was like if you wanted to really, you know, be the best, maximize your time on the game.
Yeah.
You were encouraged to. It's just
Have you ever played Minecraft?
No, what is Minecraft?
It's
because whenever you say Minecraft, I visualize Minesweep. Do you remember Minesweep?
Oh yeah, of course I remember Minesweep.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
No, Minecraft is... It's almost like a new genre of game. They call it a sandbox game. So the way the game starts is you're sort of born in a world. You arrive, and it's a randomly generated world. and it's quite blocky, and there are trees and grass and dirt and sand and maybe some water and mountains or whatever. And you have nothing, and it's up to you to kind of find and make everything that you need. So you go up to the nearest tree, and you can basically just sort of rub out with your hand a block from the tree. Everything's made of blocks, like Lego. It's like a world made of Lego.
Right.
And so you get a block of wood, and with that you can make tools made of wood, but you can also make a pickaxe, and with the pickaxe you can dig up some rock. And once you've got some stone, then you can make a stone pickaxe. And then if you're lucky, you might find some coal, in which case you can make torches and light the place up. You might find some iron, and then you can make a furnace with the stone that you dug up, and you can smelt it, and you can make better tools. But the whole point being that night is coming, and when it's nighttime, all these kind of monsters come out. So you kind of need to build a shelter. So with all the blocks that you've dug up, it might be blocks of wood or earth or stone or whatever, you can then put them back down in the world and arrange them the way you would with pieces of Lego. You can build...
Wait, you carry blocks everywhere you go?
Yeah. So you've got this little inventory. I know, they're stretching reality, but then the whole thing looks so blocky, it's a bit of a stretch anyway. So you could have hundreds of blocks of stone on you, and you could build yourself a little house. And if you go and get some sand, you can put that in your furnace, and then you can have glass and you can build windows. And so it gets more and more elaborate until you kind of can have this world where you can actually build electrical circuits. You can go down into mines and find diamonds and emeralds and gold, and you can build railways. And it's really exciting and fun. It doesn't sound it, but it's got that thing. You know what you were saying about sort of investing in a world? Where you feel like, God, this is my world, and, you know.
You're making it, yeah.
And it's exactly, because it's got that thing, rather than you following a prescribed path set down by the game designers, you know, you arrive and you can do whatever you want with it. Because of that, because you built it, it's your house, you made it by yourself. When there's a certain monster called a creeper that basically comes and blows up if you get too near it, if it blows up near your house and destroys your house, it is the most traumatizing thing in the world, because it's like, I built that! Someone came and kicked down your sandcastle. Like, it's the worst. But the reason I'm bringing it up is because there's a whole kind of issue, which is there are animals roaming around in this world. There are cows, pigs, chickens, sheep. And if you want, you can go and kill them all and you can eat their meat. But you don't have to.
Right.
So you can actually also, if you go and dig up some grass, you get wheat seeds and then you can plant wheat.
Oh, so you have to feed yourself in this game?
Yeah. You've got to get food too.
Oh my gosh.
So you can end up, you can either just go on this sort of bloodthirsty rampage, killing everything that moves, or you can build a little farm and you can grow carrots or wheat or beetroot or potatoes, all kinds of things.
And is that what you would do
if you want to be? So,
So
I play with Spike, and you know, we have this whole kind of conversation really about do we want to be vegan in Minecraft or not?
And is that like a box you check on your personality, or is that just like you only choose to have the vegetable stuff?
It's up to you how you live your life in Minecraft.
Wow. Okay.
And so you can play with other players. Spike plays with his friends online and stuff. And, you know, you can either choose to play in a combative way where you can make yourself a sword and you can try and kill each other.
Uh-huh.
Or you can build stuff together.
Oh.
You can, and they're really sweet. They all sort of build things together. And
that's so cute.
His friends opened a shop where you could buy a cake. The price of a cake was one diamond, which seems like a terrible price.
Are you worried that like he's gonna turn 14 and he's suddenly gonna shift in his game personality
to bloodthirsty,
and he's gonna want to kill things?
That's a good question. I think he will. I think he will experiment with it. He does sometimes. Yeah. He experiments with his more savage side. Like kids do. Like, I remember when I was a kid. I mean, it's horrible, but I remember doing terrible things to ants. You know.
Oh, real life ants.
Like real life ants.
Yeah, I had that with Daddy Legs's. Daddy
right.
Legs.
Right,
yeah.
Daddy Long Legs.
Daddy Long Legs.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. I wonder about that sometimes.
And I feel like at least with video games, maybe he's got a safe place to explore.
Although, do you think in future there'll be studies that come out going, serial killers start with animals, but before animals, they start with video games.
I don't know. I don't. I mean, I know there's people that get influenced by games. And I do think ultra-violent games. I think games where the aim specifically to win the game you have to be ultra violent. I do have a problem with that. I think Minecraft just presents you with a completely neutral moral landscape where it's entirely up to you and you can keep your own counsel. I think that's really interesting.
It's a lot of choice.
It's
that's
really
kind of nice. Like, say with Prince of Persia, so fun, but you're only going in one direction. It's not very creative. It's like, you know, if you want to get through a certain door or over a certain ledge, you ain't going there.
No, exactly. And there are all these amazing online projects with Minecraft where there are some people trying to literally recreate the whole of the world in Minecraft, where people are building like the whole of Manhattan out of these blocks in Minecraft.
And what are you? Are you a person or
you're
an animal?
You're a person. You're a little blocky person.
Oh, I'm just looking at it now. Oh, you're kind of like Lego. Is it Lego?
Yeah, it is exactly like Lego, really. And it's got that same brilliant kind of plasticness that Lego has, where you can either do something really prescriptive or you can just do whatever you like.
Yeah. God, I couldn't play this. They're too ugly.
They are ugly. But
no.
I know. And believe me, they really don't talk much.
I can't be done with that. No.
I know, but you know, there's a weird kind of joy to it of this sounds really mad, but when you've got your pickaxe and you've got some torches and you've got your lunch and you go some carrots and you go, no sheep, and you go, you find a cave and you start going down into the cave and just like digging away at the rock.
Is it like you feel productive?
It's not that you feel productive. It's just a completely, in a really positive way, lonely experience. Like you feel this really lovely solitude of kind of peace,
like
where you're just kind of
chipping
away and going, oh, some coal, that's good.
Wow. And you don't get that same thing from like going to the grocery store and gathering your ingredients.
Not in Bedford. No. It's a bun fight.
Is it like Sims?
In as much as you have to look after your character, so you know, they do need food and they do need shelter.
And you build a house.
Yeah, but that's they're not really interested in the feelings of the character.
Okay. Oh, I see. Did you like Sims?
I kind of. I found it very stressful because I'm such a hardwired people pleaser. You know what I mean? Like, I just want everyone to be happy.
You just
want
to tick it off.
If everyone's happy, I'm happy. And when you're just constantly looking at all these people going, oh God, he's really unhappy, or oh, she's been sick, you know, like, you're just kind of like, I wanted to look, I need to look after all these people. I found it stressful. Did you like it?
I did, but that stressed me out as well. Like, you know, you just get one thing good and they do a nice painting, but then they were bursting for the loo. It was too much like life.
Too much like home. Yeah.
But I actually think that that's a thing. Maybe like it's not for people pleasers, because other friends I played it with had this sadistic thing where they always want to drown them and they would have people and cheat on them. I even saw in the newest Sims, there's a thing you can buy, like a bakery thing, and you can cook your baby. You can have a baby and then you can cook it and then you can put it out and everyone, like grandma, dad, they all come down and they take a slice and they all just eat. Like,
yeah,
so
I'm
that's the kind of
that.
People who play Sims, I think, that they're like, ooh, let's see how twisted we can get our family to be.
That's really interesting. There's a game, Spike plays on my iPad a lot and he gets these adverts that come up on the kind of free play games. You know, those kind of freemium games where it's free to download it, but then it's going to give you an advert every 15 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And these adverts come up, and there was one that really messed him up, like really, really, really. And it was called Kick the Buddy. And it's this little sort of mannequin-y kind of being. And it's obvious that they wanted to say baby. Like, they wanted to call it Kick the Baby, but they couldn't get it cleared, you know, through, like, the iPad store or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So they called it Kick the Buddy. And it's literally just horrific things happening. You inflict terrible things on this creature who's kind of sort of defiantly laughing at you in a kind of, yeah, go on then. But it's dark. And Spike was, like had proper kind of terror over the whole thing. He couldn't even articulate what was it. We were like, what's wrong? And he was like, I saw a thing.
Aww.
And we're like, what? And he drew this amazing, like, we were like, would it help to draw it? And so he drew it, and like the detail of it was just so dark. And I feel like games like
Jeez.
That where it's really just about inflicting pain or violence, I think that's really messed up.
Yeah.
I feel like it's young men who come up with these ideas.
Yeah. It's kind of like, it's equivalent to porn, really, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the like illicit thrill of it.
You're not going to get this. You know, you can't do this in real life, so you can do it here. But yeah. Then should you be giving space to those thoughts?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are you actually sort of validating them and amplifying
yeah.
them? I don't know.
Wow, you must be learning a lot about games through this, game psychology.
A bit. I'm learning more about people, which is more interesting. Evie Lynch. Thanks, Evie. That was great. We'll do some more of those. I need to kind of sort out all of my pre-records. Everyone's gone away. My cousin Davey's gone away. And that's everyone. And we'll get some more stuff done with Martin Kellner as well. And maybe we'll try and hit up Harry the Piano. He's been doing quite a lot of stuff. He's on Scala Radio now and all the things. Proper grown-up stuff. Also, before I forget, there's a new Follow Friday. Remember that tip for you. If you do Twitter or Instagram, you might want to follow at PE with Lee. That's PE with Lee. A lot of people saying, is it P with Lee? No! P.E., one E, P.E. with Lee. He is the fitness instructor that we had on earlier in the week, and he's really causing quite a splash on the social medias there, but hopefully he'll clear it up. But if you want some daily inspirational quotes, we've got some. He's got, I've really let the cat out of the bag there. Anyway, follow it, will you? PE with Lee. That's it for the show for this week. That's 190 shows we've done. So 2 weeks from now, we'll hit our 200. I was going to try and get the band together for that. Maybe there's time. Maybe there isn't. It doesn't really matter, does it? Have a great weekend. You're the best. Thank you for being here. It would be so meaningless if you weren't. See you soon. Well, on Monday. All right, bye.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.
When you see the
it's a duck! It is a
luck.
Duck! Oh
boy!
It's oh. The Moto Duck!
It's a duck!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.